I went on a retreat. It was a metta retreat. And I noticed that the leaders of the retreat referred to the practice of metta rather than the practice of the metta bhavana, because we started to loosen the structure, these ideals. And then after about 3 or 4 days on retreat, we talked about metta with object. We talked about letting go of the object, like I was just saying, about radiating. And then she talked about letting go of the subject. We let go of this idea that's your metta, that you're the one who's cultivating anything, that there is any center or fixed thing that's yours, that you're radiating from. And actually there's this quality. There's this quality that exists not exactly beyond you, but that it can't be contained. It can't be contained within you. It can't be contained within someone else. It's something that exists beyond those boundaries. And this is quite paradoxical. It's like, well, what does that look like? What does that feel like? How do I describe that? And for me, I go into my felt experience. So when I'm sitting with my eyes closed or sometimes my eyes half open, and I'm contacting that quality, first starting in the body, but then allowing those boundaries to fade so that I'm actually not quite sure where my skin ends and the cushion begins. I'm aware of weight, but not of a line where there's my leg and the cushion or the floor. And some days, not all days, but sometimes I start to lose sense of that rigid outline. And there is a sense of expansion that goes outward, but that also goes inward. So it's not like I've disappeared. It's not like I'm not here. It's like these two things are existing simultaneously. This world of form, which has an outline and has a Suryadarshini-shaped person in it. But there's something else happening as well. Something else that's a bit more wordless, a bit more experiential. And it's not a place that we go. All of these words, they start to fail. We're not going somewhere else. We're not even necessarily elevating our consciousness. We're recognizing something that's already there.